It's been a while. We finally get to catch up with Flo Tessier, first lady of the Eugene sports scene. She's been jet-setting around the globe with her fancy friends, ignoring us here in Eugene. Obviously, you can see what she's up to for KEZI Sports Channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity system on Twitter. It's at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, how have you been?
Steve, I have been great. Got some sun, was able to kind of rejuvenate mind, body, and spirit, and ready to hit on summer here in Eugene now.
So, as a mini vacation breakdown, how much golf, how much time in airports, dining, what did you do that's worth sharing?
Ooh, not a lot of time in airports, luckily. Played some phenomenal golf. I played a lot of golf, I'm not going to lie, Steve. but probably my favorite was I've been working on my short game a little bit, and I eagled one of the holes on our home course yesterday. I chipped in from about 30 yards out, so never going to complain with something like that. It wasn't like, you know, Jordan Spieth or anything from the bunker, but it was pretty nice.
A par five, you hold your third shot?
Yeah, par
nice.
Five. Yep,
nice.
Yeah.
So,
can't complain.
You were back home in the Bay Area for a while, obviously, and one of the big stories is the disappearance and disappointment of the San Francisco Giants. Obviously, easier to live with the three titles, but only Philly is worse this season. How would you describe the fans down there or those who cover the team? Are they really down on the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, to kind of explain what the Giants are going through, I mean, fans were so excited. Look at today's game. Denard's fan, you know, kind of lead-off home run. Things are looking good. Giants up 1-0 in the top of the first inning, and now they're down 3-1. So, and that's just the bottom of the first. So, I mean, it kind of shows, it goes to show you, like, what's been happening. But, no, I mean, it was kind of like life was breathed into the Giants with that three-game three-game sweep over the Rockies, surprisingly, which I was able to be home and watch. So I'm hoping that it was a good luck charm. But, no, I mean, I think you see it everywhere. And one of the biggest things that, you know, back home reading the newspaper, we used to see the Giants no matter what on the front page of the newspaper. They were moved back to page 5 for a couple days in a row, not page 2, not page 3. Yeah, they're really getting pushed back. So it's, you know, people keep saying, you know, it's kind of an unfortunate season. You know, there's what if, you know, with Mad Bum, if maybe he hadn't gotten hurt and how that would have affected team morale. But definitely feels like an off-season. It's kind of a weird vibe after so much success.
On the heels of the Warriors winning the title again, the NBA draft, Golden State didn't have a first-round pick, oddly because of a trade they made in July of 2013. But then, lo and behold, they made a deal and get Jordan Bell of the Ducks, kind of a two-parter. What was the buzz about this among those who cover the team? And I guess as a Warriors fan, what'd you think of it?
Yeah, I you know how I was just saying that the Giants have been, you know, pushed back to page 5. Jordan Bell was front page of the newspaper for a couple days in a row.
Wow.
And, you know, as he should be. I mean, you know, well, there's a lot of fun things to talk about that with, you know, him ignoring or not seeing Draymond Green's, you know, FaceTime call when he gets picked up. And, you know, Draymond had some pretty interesting reactions to the Warriors and Bob Meyer picking him up. But, you know, I think more than anything, I think it's a good pick. I mean, he fits in well with the system. He should, you know, possibly see some playing time to start off. And I feel like forever he's talked about how he tries to model himself after Draymond Green to some extent. And now his locker is next to Draymond. So I feel like for Jordan, it's kind of a perfect situation. You know, I can see for him, you know, he was picked up 38. A lot of people had him going in the, you know, as a higher draft pick, and that hurts. I mean, you know, Jordan found out when he was, you know, taking out garbage or something. He was outside of the house, and then he tried to play it up for his family and friends inside after he got the call, you know, so they could watch the announcement on TV. So, you know, a kind of a little bit of a disappointment at first for him, but ultimately, I mean, this is going to be a great landing spot for him.
And, of course, I'd be remiss if we didn't preview Wimbledon as we continue with Kristen Rogers as one of the few tennis fans around here. I'm kind of a traditionalist. I just love this event, and it's a major I look most forward to, even over our Open. So as a tennis aficionado, you like the hard surface in New York, the French, or are you big on Wimbledon?
Oh, I mean, you have to love everything about Wimbledon. I think what's so great about the Grand Slams in tennis and the major events in tennis is that they're all so vastly different. I mean, each of them has their own character, their own history that is so unique to them. I mean, you think of, you know, fall at, you know, Flushing Meadows for the U.S. Open, and then everything with, you know, French Open in Paris, and then, of course, you know, Wimbledon. I always break out some strawberries and cream to try to pretend like I'm over there in England. But, no, I mean, I think it's going to be great competition again this year. You know, and I know we were talking about this, you know, off air earlier this morning, just texting. But, you know, you brought up, you know, Angelique Kerber asking if she's going to be number one, or, you know, kind of reinforce herself as one number one without Serena there. And I don't think so, to be honest. I think, you know, she's been great, and obviously she proves that she, you know, she does well on grass, but she's had kind of a ho-hum, you know, 2017 so far, and unfortunately it's really tough. There's so many names that, and I don't want to say without Serena that the women's game doesn't have, you know, like a leader, or you can't find strength in that by any means, but it's kind of anyone's game, and I think that's going to be a really, really fun thing to watch.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up because, you know, if you look after Kerber, you've got the Eastern Bloc players, Simona Halep,
yeah,
Pliskova, Svitolina of the Ukraine. So, you know, when you think about the other side, where you the top four on the men's side with Nadal and Murray and Joker, and who am I leaving? Oh, Federer. I mean, right,
yeah,
now you'd have to say from a charisma point of view, for the first time in a while, it seems, the men's side might be a little more intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, I maybe wouldn't say for the first time in a while, because I think what's been interesting is that, you know, you talk about those four for the men, and really it's been the same four forever, or for such a long time, and that's so unique, especially in sports, that you can have the same four kind of dominating over and over and over again. Now, I know people talk about, you know, with NBA, you know, coming up, or, you know, NBA free agency, people building super teams so that they can win over and over and over again. But in tennis, you know, as an individual sport, that's, I think that's very unique. And, you know, I think for the women's side, no one has, besides Serena, has been able to be, you know, that top four. We haven't seen a really concrete top four in a while. And I think that's what makes the women's side so interesting, is that we're not going to be able to, you know, I'm not going to be able to give you an answer now of who I think the favorite is going to be, because it could be anyone in that draw.
Yeah, well, Kerber's the one seed, and so if she wins,
yeah,
this, that would give her three of the four. So I guess there's an interesting storyline there. Plus, she played for the title last year. Now,
yeah,
yesterday, the NCAA released their results, the Director's Cup, where universities collect points based on success all across the board. Stanford won for like the millionth time, but Oregon, a best-ever ninth-place finish, and obviously you follow so many Duck sports so closely, so I guess an overall evaluation, what does this say about it all, the coaching, the performance of so many Duck teams across the board?
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, when you it really is a historic thing for the Ducks to be number nine in the Director's Cup. I mean, you joke about Stanford winning it for the millionth time, but, I mean, growing up, you know, in Palo Alto, you know, right next to Stanford University, I remember outside of Stanford Football Stadium, they would have that big banner or that big billboard that said, you know, we've won the Director's Cup again, and, like, list all their NCAA titles. I mean, that is crazy. But for Oregon, I mean, when you look back, you know, at the season that they've been able to have, you know, that calendar season, and it's been phenomenal. I mean, you see excellence out of every program, you know, looking back to, you know, the women's track team and everything that they were able to do, winning that Triple Crown. I mean, you look back to men's golf, you look over at, you know, even the Ducks in the Final Four and the run they were able to make. I mean, there has been a lot of high performances from every program across the board, and that really speaks to them placing ninth in the Director's Cup.
All right, let's wrap with this. Here we are, the last day of June. Oregon Athletics shut down until, I guess, soccer, then football starts practicing. So what are you and the KEZI sports crew up to on this glorious holiday weekend?
Well, Steve, I'm going to be out at the Eugene Pro Rodeo for the next couple days. I am trying to learn how to bull ride. I don't know if I'm going to be allowed on a bull, but you can expect something coming soon on the Eugene Pro Rodeo. I have my boots. Don't worry, I have my cowboy boots ready to go, and I'm going to buy a bandana today, so I should be all set.
Yeah, I would really appreciate some photos if you wind up riding Bronco Bull or something like that, because that's just there. KR, there is no price out of range here, so you could set it. That's awesome.
I'll let you know.
All right, I will keep an interested eye out for that. She is Kristen Rogers, KEZI.com, KEZI Sports on Twitter, at Kristen E. Rogers. Tis always a pleasure, KR. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Happy Friday.
All right, take it easy.